I would also like to greet the devotees who join us for this afternoon session for the first time, who have just arrived, in other words. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We had a very, very nice starting of the program. It was really very good and befitting. And I request you to keep the points in mind for the desired change of heart, so that love in our takes place in our heart. We require to establish a protected area where material influences cannot enter, and that's the reason why we have chosen this very sacred place, which is really a protected area. So please, from time to time, look around and perceive, for instance, the parrots. This might carry an important message to Yavat, and so on and so forth. Please be in the holy dharm. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Our little presentation is divided into days. Today we have the Giriraj day. Tomorrow is the day of Radha. And the day after tomorrow is the day of Gauranga, where I will request a very dear devotee and an expert, an editor of the Krishna Kanamrita, Krishna Katamrita Bindu, I'm sorry, not Kanamrita, Katamrita Bindu, to join me in the Gauranga day. And then comes a holy name day, and then comes all secret reveals day, and other things, surprises. Today is we would like to understand a little bit more about Giriraj. Actually, we learned just on a side point that to raise the hands while chanting the mantra is Shastric. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has said that devotees should raise their hands while chanting the holy name, and this has a reason. When a child wants to be wants to have the attention of his parents, he will raise the hand, the arms, please take me. Vrindavan Das Thakur offers another reason. He says the devotees, by the chanting and by the dancing, purify the atmosphere. So when you raise your hands, that is helps this goes up. So I would like to ask a few questions and answer these questions in the following presentation. We have heard that Giriraj is Krishna, a very unusual murti of Krishna. We have other where is his flute? Where is his peacock feather? Where are his bewitching eyes? How is Giriraj Krishna, please? Where is his form? We have heard Giriraj is the best servant of Krishna. How can Krishna be his own servant, please? Could you answer this question? And this is for now two heavy questions. We will now try to set about answering this. I would first like to tell you a description from the Gaga Sanghita about how Giriraj in the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan came into existence. And this description will very nicely point out how he is Krishna. The Gaga Sanghita is described in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Sanatana Goswami as an authorized scripture to learn about Krishna. Once Srimati Radharani approached Lord Krishna and said, "My dear Lord, for our love to fully blossom and manifest. I request you to manifest a specifically secluded and secret place in Vrindavan, where only we and those who are in our mood can meet together. At that moment, a wonderful substance of love sprang from Krishna's heart and touched the ground of Vrindavan. We can only describe it to be a substance of love. It is difficult to describe it in other words. And this substance of love began to grow into a mountain and did not stop. It grew and grew and grew and grew because there is no limit of Krishna's love. Finally, Krishna found the mountain big enough and slapped into his hand. That was the signal for the mountain to stop growing. It's a very unusual mountain. It is coming directly from the heart of our Lord and is not therefore non-different from our Lord. The heart is very close to you. It's very close. The heart is Krishna's heart must be Krishna, because we hear in the spirit, in the Brahma Sanghita, that his limbs are not different from his persona. So the heart is fully Krishna. It's not only a part of Krishna, like our heart is only a part of our physical body. And this is how Giriraj is Lord Krishna. From the beginning of Giriraj's existence, Giriraj was Krishna in a serving mood, serving the desire for Srimati Radharani and her confidential associates to meet and in secret and in that protected area and secluded area manifest the highest bounds of their loving exchanges. How did Giriraj come into this world? This is the next question I would like to deal with. As we well know from the Srimad Bhagavatam, there was tremendous disturbance on earth about 5,000 years ago, which was due to the overload of demons. It became so bad because these demons were so powerful. They were magicians. If you look in the Gaga Samhita, how Kamsa recreated the most terrible intercosmic demons to join his team, then you will know what his regime must have been like. It's described, some of these demons had the strength of 10,000 or 100,000 elephants. They were really powerful, in other words. They could change forms, their forms and appearances, and had tremendous shaktis and influence. And the devatas couldn't do anything any longer against them. Kamsa had defeated Indra, and therefore they approached the Lord and said, "My dear Lord, you please appear." In one narration it is said that Lord Vishnu in this universe, who was approached by the devatas for an avatar, said, I'm not dealing with this particular thing. we must go to my origin, Lord Krishna. And in this description, Vishnu brought the devatas to the gates of Goloka. Krishna eventually received the diplomats from this universe. I say it like this. I mean the devatas, and came and looked at Lord Krishna, they saw how Rama was coming and entering the form of Krishna, how Narsingha was coming and entering the form of Krishna. They saw this. So it must have been a little place before. This Goloka, which is described there, is a place a little bit before the most intimate chambers of the spiritual world. The devatas uttered their request, please, my Lord, appear. Krishna agreed and turned to Srimati Radharani, please come with me. Radharani said, no, I'm not going to the universe. I'm not going anywhere where there is no Vrindavan, where there is no Giriraj, where there is no Yamunaji. Krishna said to his beloved land, Vrindavan, Chaliya, let us go. You have heard the request of Srimati Radharani. Yamunaji, come. Vrindavan, come. Oh Giriraj, Govardhan, Govardhan, he's known there as Govardhan. Oh, that's also most probably Giriraj, but Govardhan, come! Govardhan consented. He appeared as a son of a mountain called Dronachala in the Shalmoli Island, that's the western, that was the previous West India. And as he appeared, the devatas showered flowers upon him. And as he settled, all the mountains of this earth, the Himalaya mountain range, even Mount Sumeru, came to where Giriraj appeared and worshipped him, and with one vote, unanimously voted, they unanimously voted, he is our king. And this is how he got the title Giriraj, the king of the mountains. Because he had descended from the spiritual world, and his splendor was so absolutely overwhelming that all the mountains could not restrain themselves but worshipped them and said, you are the best of us, our king. There is another explanation why Govardhan became Giriraj, which we will hear in a little while. They worshipped him and they said, you came from the lap of Goloka. You are Govardhan there. Please be our king. Your name is Giriraj. You have caves, you have peaks, and wonderful minerals. Anyone who goes on pilgrimage and sees you will attain love of Krishna. You be our Giriraj. Once, a very special pilgrim came. Pulast Yamuni, the mind-born son of Lord Brahma. Welcome. He was not as unassuming as our Shamika Rishi, who quickly takes his seat to not become the subject matter of discussion. Pulast Yamuni is very much the subject of our discussion. This mind-born son of Brahma was on sacred pilgrimage and visited his disciple Dronachal, who was now the father of this Giriraj, this king of the mountain, in the Shalmoni island. And as Pulastya Muni spent time with Dronachal, his eyes fell on Giriraj, and he could see the minerals and the abundance of Hare Krishna. These are happy subjects. Please make happy sounds. And the minerals and the splendor and the, you know, when someone has ecstasy, the ecstasy in the heart, which becomes no longer controllable, will manifest in the face, in tears, or in the body, and hairs. Giriraj was clearly an ecstatic mountain. It was visible. And Pulastya said, Dronachal, I'm an ascetic from Kashi. Kashi, as you know, is the place of Vishwanath, of Lord Shiva. Kashi is the best spiritual place because it is situated on Ganga. I have a request which is in the benefit of your son Giriraj. Dronachal began to tremble in anxiety. What is your request? My request is, in Kashi there are no mountains. I require a good mountain in Kashi for my meditation with caves and herbs, and also this mountain will spread its glory for the benefit of mankind. There are many pilgrims. Please give me your son, Giriraj. Dronachal was overwhelmed with grief, but couldn't deny Pulastya Muni, fearing the easily upsettable temperament, and therefore, you know, he didn't want to get a curse, in other words. He said, how will you carry him? My son is 64 miles long, 40 miles broad, and 16 miles high. I do not know if you have a sense of longitude. These are distances. 16 miles is already very much. 40 miles is more. And, you know, it's very, very big. No, said Pulastya, I am the mind-born son of Brahma. I have some potencies which normal people don't have. I will carry him on my palm. No problem. Transportation, no problem. Dronachal was so attached to his son. But what could he do? He asked Giriraj, so what? Giriraj, who was knowing he was not yet properly placed at the place where he wanted to be, that is Vrindavan, where Krishna had ordered him to come, said, I will go, Father, under two conditions. Pulastya Rishi cannot carry me when he is in a contaminated state, which includes the urinal functions. The second condition is, once I'm put down, I cannot be picked up again by him. Pulastya Muni had overheard these two conditions. He thought, but although he was the mind-born son of Brahma, he couldn't suspect any problem and agreed to the condition. He carried Giriraj on his palm, and I do not know, nor is it described, if he went by the yogi airways, that is, flying, or if he walked. But when he came with his divine load to the Braj area, Giriraj understood, this is the place where my master wishes to have me. This is where I should stay. And by his potencies, he projected an irresistible urge to pass water into the yogi bladder of Pulastya. Pulastya came down. Oops, this is a very urgent call. And he ran away from Giriraj, and he began an unforgettable call of nature. It was so extraordinary long. It appeared that there was an ever-flowing stream of nature coming. Finally, he stopped and he washed his hands to pick up Giriraj, because he remembered, in a contaminated state, you cannot. But Giriraj said, you cannot pick me up. Remember the second condition. Once put down, I cannot be ever picked up again. Ah! Said Pulastya. But there was nothing to do. In his temperament, he only cursed Giriraj. May you sink in, for the width of one mustard seed every day. Those of us who have done Giriraj Parikramas over the years have noted at the point here in Puchari, he really retreats back. The hill sinks into the ground. Now, I have met Brijbasis who are now old, who remember when their father took them as a little child for Giriraj Parikrama, and they described to me much bigger heights than now Giriraj has now. But also this explanation that Giriraj mysteriously seems to sink is only on one dimension. I will give another explanation in a second. Let us summarize now. We have given an answer why Giriraj is Krishna. He had manifested himself from Krishna, his heart. We will now describe, in order to enter the secret, why he is all the best of Krishna's servant, why he received, we will give another reason why Giriraj received the title the King of Mountains, and we will also give another reason why Giriraj sings every day for the size of a mustard seed. In order to give these three, deal with three subject matters, we will leave the perspective of the Garga Samhita, which deals with Krishna's majestic Aishwarya manifestations, which are very useful for the conditioned soul in order to gain the proper attitude of a servant and of great appreciation, and this is very useful to avoid the apparatus of disrespect for a conditioned soul. But we will now leave the Aishvarya perspective, which is absolutely true, it's one perspective, and go to another perspective and look from another perspective of Giriraj. That is, the sweetness of Giriraj. Giriraj is the king of mountains because the supreme personality of Godhead Krishna himself has inaugurated the Govardhan Puja, the worship of Giriraj. Krishna has not worshipped Himalaya. As Rama, he said good things about the Himalaya, but he has not worshipped him the way Giriraj was, Govardhan was worshipped. Krishna in Vrindavan had personally called all his dear devotees, had told them how to worship Giriraj, and afterwards personally made a circumambulation with all his most confidential devotees around this mountain. Therefore, he's the king of mountains. He's also the best of all servants. Why? Because Giriraj, this mountain, serves Krishna in the best possible way for his divine pastimes. He offers the Lord every day swagatam, welcome, just like you offer a deity a swagatam, welcome, welcome, come, come. He offers Krishna every day, you know, when Krishna comes cow herding in this area. Giriraj is so attractive with his caves, his valleys, his fruits. In fact, the water which flows at Giriraj is sometimes fruit juices, mango juice and the like. So he serves the Lord's pastime in many, many ways. He offers the Lord an asana. Krishna likes to sit on these little thrones, which you can see. These stones, as our video man can now even show the audience of the world through his video camera, the beautiful sitting places for Lord Krishna. There are sitting places which maybe tomorrow I will show you. There's one sitting place which is perfectly shaped, and you just know by the smile of this sitting place that Krishna has sat many times on top of it. It smiles, this sitting place. He offers the Lord Patya, foot wash by his perspiration, Agya, mouth wash by his beautiful mineral contained water. He offers the Lord also address the Lord will use different flowers and ornament himself with it. Especially he likes to pick the Kanikara trumpet shaped flower and wear it over the ear. And because the Lord is in a playful mood, well aware of his appearance and his effect on his devotee, he will playfully take the Kanikara flower from one ear at times and place it on another ear. It's a flexible Kanikara flower. The Giriraj offers the Lord naivedya or something to eat, fruits, etc., decorations like peacock feathers, and he even offers from the bamboo forests which grow at the site of Giriraj, where also Yamuna Devi flows. He offers the Lord flutes, bamboo flutes, which he requires for his daily pastimes. So in this way, He is the perfect servant who gives everything for the service of his Lord, even the things the Lord doesn't ask for. Giriraj supplies caves which are perfectly decorated with crystal mirrors, with beautiful lamps which shine, caves which are cool in the hot summer and warming in the winter, so that the Srimati Radharani feels very much suitable. It's a very suitable pastimes place, meeting place. He is really serving. My dear devotees, do you know of other forms of the Lord who are simultaneously servants? Because he is Krishna, but also the servant of Krishna. Yes, our Jagatarini knows. Lord Chaitanya, you know everything. Lord Chaitanya is the Lord and servant. Lord Balaram, also perfect servant in many expansions. So let us not be surprised with our dualistic logic if we hear he is God and he is also servant. Let us not say, now is he God or is he the servant of God? You need multidimensional logic to understand something which is beyond the dualistic ratio. And if you want to hear a philosophical lecture on multidimensional logic, you have to send me home and invite Gadadhar. He can burn your brains. Very interesting. Even the material reality cannot be understood with this this two-dimensional logic which the brain-dead people of Kali Yuga have adopted. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's relationship to Giriraj is well known. When coming to Braj, he embraced the Shilas, crying tears of ecstasy. And when he was outside of Braj, he kept one Giriraj Shila, which eventually was passed on to Raghunath Goswami. He said, this is directly the body of Krishna. Yes. I thought I would discuss this much today about Giriraj, because I want to now take you into a very nice practice. I would like to read with you a prayer to Giriraj while the sun is still up. I think it is important that we pray to Giriraj with our full attention, and for my little seminar, I have made these copies. They are Sanskrit or Bengali, because we will chant these different shlokas and so on. Now I will request Shamika Rishi, you are an elderly man, Krishna Rupa, to distribute this to the men. I would, Sachi Devi, I would request you to keep these beautiful prayers and bring them to the seminars. Just like the wonderful handouts which Burijan Prabhu gave us, and I have a strong intuition that more will follow, they should be kept. They are very useful for our bhakti. So I don't have more at this moment, but more copies will be made. I gave for copying. The prayer which you will now hear is called Pratama Govardhanashtaka, and it is to be chanted in the Matamayura meter. It's a certain way of chanting a Sanskrit shloka. And this shloka, if it is chanted properly, will evoke the image of a Mata Mayura, that is a peacock strutting madly and ecstatically over Giriraj. My eyes are wandering to Giriraj, if such a peacock. I had requested one peacock in the afternoon to come and show you, but he must be busy with some Krishna Leela. He's not here. I saw, yes, but it was not him. Maybe he sent this who passed as a representative, and he didn't have a wristwatch and was too early. Something. I'm trying to find one. They walk a little like, you know, this. You don't really know. I'm unfortunately not Dravida Prabhu. Let me just try to chant the first. Govinda, Govinda, Siddhartha. Oh, this morning I had one which fitted one melody. Govinda syottang sitavang sikvanitodya lasyot kanta matamayura vraja vita radha kundotunga tarangankuri tanga Radya Samitvam Guru Govardhana Punam. Radya Samitvam Guru Govardhana Punam. O you who are covered by a flock of peacocks, maddened by the desire to dance, because they have heard Krishna's flute, which Govinda held to his lips. O you, O Govardhan, whose limbs are sprouting in ecstasy because you are irrigated by the swelling waves of Radhakund. O you, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desire. Baladev Vidyabhushana says, Govardhan, please fulfill my desire. You are covered by many flocks of peacocks who are totally mad by the desire to dance again. The desire arises by the sound of that flute which is decorated with the mouth of Sri Govinda. O you whose limbs are swelling and sprouting, you possess green grass because you are irrigated by the swelling waves of Radhakund. Nyasyat kashat vismitadir vivraja devi brinde vayam vanitam ashte haridasyam Chetra junyam sajuti punya kilasham pradyasham etvam guru govadana punam. You are that servant whose service to Hari is described as the best by all the goddesses of Braja. The minds of these goddesses, these gopis, are amazed by your excellence. You imbue all regions with many varieties of splendor. You, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desire. Baladev Vidyabhushana says, you are he whose service to Hari is described as the best by all the goddesses of Vraja, their minds amazed by your excellence. And you are that person who decorates all regions and every direction with many varieties of splendor, because you are full of jewels such as Chandrakantas, sapphires and rubies. My dear devotees, the Chandrakanta is a stone which is melting when the cool rays of the moon have risen in the eastern horizon. Vindarbhiyo mandiratam gandhara vrindai kandai sendo bandubhi anandayatisham vaidu yabhya nijarato japi soyam pratyasametvam guru gaurvadana punam. You are the one who pleases the Lord with many caves which have achieved the status of palaces. You please the Lord with edible roots and with the friends of the moon, the night blooming lotuses. And you please the Lord with waterfalls and with the splendor of Vaidurya. You, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desire. Baladev Vidyabhushana says, you are the one who very hospitably receives the Master, Lord Krishna, along with his associates by giving them many, many caves which have achieved the architectural statuses of palaces, because there are rooms in these caves decorated with gems. And you give to the Lord the friend of the moon, that is the night blooming lotus, fully blossomed. Here, Govardhan says, take the friend of the moon with utterly delicious roots. You have clear blue waterfalls which are illumined by the splendor of Vaidurya gems. Oh, Govardhan has been described in this way by the gopis. Ah, say the gopis, this mountain, ladies, is the best servant of Hari, for it experiences rapture by the touch of the feet of Ram, that's Balaram, and Krishna. And because it extends its respect to them and to their cows and their companions with water for drinking, for the welcome, here, Swagatam, take a drink of water, fine grasses, caves and edible roots. Shashvat Vishvalankara Lalankriti Medyay Premna dote datu bir udipta sano nidya krandat kandara venu dvani hashat pradya shametvam guru gorvadana punam. Oh, you whose peaks are illumined with minerals which are purified by always ornamenting the ornament of the universe. This you can understand, that Krishna goes to the minerals the colors and smears the colors decoratively all over his face and body. So it looks like holy. And you, Govardhan, are washed with pure love. O you, whose caves are ever echoing and resounding with acceleration in the from the sound of the flute. You always hear in the caves the flute. Very nice form. Oops. This is an offense to the flute song. You, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desire. Baladev Vidyabhushana says, O you whose peaks are illumined by mountainous minerals with yellow, red and blue colors such as red arsenic. What sort of minerals are decorating Govardhan? Well, they are minerals which have been purified because they always ornament the ornament of the universe, Sri Gopal Dev Hari. The objects become pure when they are used for the Lord. And your caves are always resounding because of the acceleration in the form of the sounds of flutes. That is hollow bamboo stalks. And you are maddened by pure love of Hari. In the next verse, Rupa Goswami describes a pastime. Here, a peacock. He has arrived a little late. And what happened to your feathers? Too much romance today. Hare Krishna. But he has come. It was exactly this one. Praja Rajya Yasya Virajat Yupalanam Krishnena So Santatam Adyasita Madhya Soyam Bandhu Bandhura Dharma Surabinam Pradya Shametvam Kuru Govardhana Punam. You are the charming natured friend of the Surabhi cows. This great row of whose rocks, in the midst of which Krishna always dwells, shines brightly. You, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desire. So Lord Krishna is always amidst the rocks and boulders and he shines there very brightly. He comes there every morning with the Surabhi cows and he brings them always to Govardhan. Why? Because Govardhan takes care of the Surabhi cows by giving them grasses and things to drink. In this way, Govardhan knows by maintaining Krishna's cows, I will always get the favor of Lord Krishna. Thus Govardhan's nature is charming or beautiful. So of course this verse of Rupa Goswami brings us to the time when Lord Krishna comes with his cows to Giriraj and herds the cows here. There are innumerable pastimes with Krishna herding his cows here in a most wonderful way. We hear from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that once Krishna was a little late with his cows. So he played his flute. He was late because he was at Radhakund very long, a little longer, and he played his flute so that the Yamuna, which flows here in the transcendental dimension of Braj, became still, became solid, and the cows could quickly walk over the Yamuna. It was very quick. many pastimes, and I believe there will be a time for the pastimes to manifest. I would very much, because this is a very, very powerful prayer, if we continue to pray and listen to it. It's almost over. I would like to continue. Nidunvana samrita hetam gana vrindam jitva jambaratim asambhavita badham svanam vairam yakila niyapitavansa pradya shangmetvam kuru govadana punam. You are the one who has defeated the unimpeachable enemy of Jamba, that's Indra, by warding off the mass of clouds which bring about the destruction of the world, and have thus cast out his enmity towards your kin. You, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desire. Baladev says, Govardhan has defeated Lord Indra, and by defeating him, Indra became peaceful and gave up his hatred towards the mountains. Although Indra is unstoppable, Giriraj has done so and saved in this way his mountain brothers. We know from Kavikana Puna that when Indra sent his Samvataka clouds and the flashes, Giriraj did not feel any pain, although the flashes struck him. In fact, he saw it as a dramatic embellishment of the pastime which went on underneath Giriraj. There another rainstorm was raging. That is, the monsoon cloud Lord Krishna lifted the hill, and his beautiful dhoti was like a flash. So there was two types of storms. One, that insignificant Indra storm, and the other, the very significant beauty storm of Lord Krishna, who was raging underneath Giriraj and inflaming the hearts of the devotees. So we come to the end of text 7. Vibranuya Shribuja Dando Paribhaktosh Chatri Bhavang Namayatam Swamakarshit Krishno Pagyam Yasyamakastishtati Soyam Pradya Sametvam Guru Gorvadana Punam. It is you, O Govardhan. You have taken on the state of an umbrella atop the long rod-like divine arm of the Master. Therefore, your name Giriraj is appropriate. It is you who sacrifice, which was first established by Krishna and continues on. You, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desire. Baladev says, Giriraj has taken the state of an umbrella atop the divine rod-like long arm of his master, Lord Gopal. Another meaning is, not the meaning that Giriraj is the is the umbrella, but he is in the state of having an umbrella bearer. A king always has an umbrella bearer with him. Which color is the umbrella of the king? White. It must be white. And wherever the king comes, you can know by the umbrella, this is the king, without even having heard his name or his so-and-so. So, Giriraj is, yes, he is the umbrella of Lord Krishna, but by this service, he is the best of servants, and he is also on the status that he himself has an umbrella, bearer. Therefore, he is the king of mountains. That's Baladev's perspective. You cut through the thunderbolt which was released by Indra, who thought, hey, I will destroy Raj. Now, Giriraj could just, by his contact with Krishna, destroy the thunderbolt of Indra, no problem. And the text 8. Gandhavaya kelikala bandhava kunye shonaistasya kankanaharai prajatanga rasa krida manditayo patyakaya adya prajya shangmetvam guru gorvadana puna. O friend of Gandharva. Who is Gandharva? Radharani. O friend of Gandharva, in the art of love sports, O you whose limbs are decorated by her bracelets and necklaces, strewn about in the groves. O you who abound in lowlands, decorated by the dance sports of the Lord. O you, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desire. Baladev says, you are the friend of Gandhava, which means you are an assistant of Gandhava. O you whose limbs are decorated by her bracelets and necklaces strewn about, that is fallen off. Your body is ornamented by those bracelets and necklaces. And you have many lowlands. This is a lowland decorated so that the Lord can dance here. And everything ends with the blessings. O peak of all mountain ranges. Please look at Giriraj while you hear this. O peak of all mountain ranges. O most beloved friend of the dark clouds. May the Lord of your heart gladly accept as his own any embodied soul who recites this eighth stanza prayer to you, quickly nourishing him with the intense joy of prema. Dear devotees, every verse has ended with a saying, pradyashametvam kuru govardhanam punam, meaning, O you, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desire. And now, the desire of Rupa Goswami is pronounced. He has said that anyone who recites these eight stanza prayer to you, what you have done, Rupa Goswami wishes that Krishna accepts such a person as his own. So, I believe that Krishna has gladly accepted you. And what will he do? For what accepts he? Well, he quickly nourishes you with the intense joy of prema. That is what Krishna does with someone he accepts. He nourishes his virtual yearning with the intense joy of prema. It's a very powerful prayer. And if Rupa Goswami, who's so close to Srimati Radharani and Krishna, has requested that the Lord accepts anyone who recites this, the Lord will surely do this. If we say, Krishna, accept me, it may not be exactly as powerful, or as if Rupa Goswami says, please accept this person or this group of person who has chanted this prayer. Now, I'm aware that the meter which we have found sung in is not exactly correct. So those who want to learn the meter correctly, please do not remain with this melody. But I thought, we tried so hard to find. I thought Krishna also accepts the imperfect mumblings of the person. So we have imperfectly sung. The Lord has certainly accepted. If a father is happy with a child who begins to speak Google Google and the child language, some childish noises, Krishna will certainly accept us. My dear devotees, thank you very much for joining in this session. We have reached the time when the sun sets in the west, and now it might become quickly colder and colder. I thought we will do it like this now. I will look also towards Burijam Prabhu, Hare Krishna. That we make now a little pause, maybe for those who want to chant their Gayatri mantras. This is dusk. And now it's 5:30. And then I have something which is actually very good to do in a closed room. I thought at 6 o'clock we could do a guided meditation from Gopal Tapani Upanishad. About Lord Krishna, which will be very brief, but which will all practice or will all train you a little bit, because in the seminar which we will do, we will enter a little bit the area of Smaranam very carefully according to Srila Prabhupada's directions, and we need a little training to do that. We will make now a pause of half an hour.